party time at Laser 558. We're feeling the rhythm of the night along with the force of our Force 11 punch. We have Rick Harris along with Charlie the Seawolf and Aaron Kelly.
It's time for the 1985 Bertha Award presentation. Charles, I think...
Wait a second. I do have a fanfare here. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now we have moved the Bertha Award presentation into the studio for specific reasons. I'll disclose shortly. Charles, you have some additional remarks to make about Bertha, whom this beloved award is named after.
Well, last time she jumped in the North Sea, there was a ring around the collar on two continents.
All right. You know, Bertha actually wore two wristwatches.
Oh, yeah, why?
Tell time in two time zones.
Oh, that big, huh?
That big. Well, anyway.
She was big. Oh, no.
The envelope, please.
Yes, tell the envelope.
Or envelope, as we say. Okay.
Let's see. Here we are. Okay.
Oh, remember, the accounting firm of Schmedrick and Schmedrick has tallied the votes. We haven't seen this until then, and their vote is certified and final, and I just have to say that for legal purposes, of course.
Okay.
Once you are a Bertha, you are a Bertha.
Lifetime membership in this club, baby.
Okay,
Mason. Okay. Here we go.
The 1985 Bertha Award from the MV Communicator crew and staff goes to... Christine Carson!
Yay! I'd like to thank my friends and enemies aboard the MV Communicator for this prestigious award. I would like to say, Rick, my predecessor often said that you tried to kill her many times along with that taxi driver outside Victoria Station. And I'm sure...
I'm a failure. I'm sorry.
I'm sure that she, along with myself, are proud and pleased with Punch to accept this from you. And I will wear it for three
Well... Would you like to know what specifically you did to deserve the Bertha Award this year?
Well, I'm not sure. Is it okay to put over...
Aaron?
Yeah. It's pretty bad, like for not saying please when you asked for the butter.
Oh!
I only did that about 20 times.
For drinking all our wine.
With your cereal, no less.
And for playing your radio too loud and probably listening to, you know, one of the other radio stations on
the internet.
Somebody open a porthole, please.
Yeah. Off with her head.
Okay, well, thank you for helping us with that, and I believe that we do have a burial at sea coming up in just a little bit.
Right now, Christine. I think Chris will fit out the porthole, but the Bertha may not make it through the...
We're having a party at Laser 558 celebrating with Scritti Politti.
Absolute about joy.